The catalog was from Rosen's Limited. It was the department store's annual Christmas wish book. It was addressed to Annie. Ben Holliday stood frozen before the open cubicle of his mailbox, eyes slipping across the gaily decorated cover of the catalog to the white address label and the name of his dead wife. The lobby of the Chicago high-rise seemed oddly still in the graying dusk of the late afternoon rush hour, empty of everyone but the security guard and himself. Outside, past the line of floor-to-ceiling windows that fronted the building entry, the autumn wind blew in chill gusts down the canyon of Michigan Avenue and whispered of winter's coming. He ran his thumb over the smooth surface of the wish book. Annie had loved to shop, even when the shopping had only been through the mail-order catalogs. Rosen's had been one of her favorite stores. Sudden tears filled his eyes. He hadn't gotten over losing her, even after 2 years. Sometimes it seemed to him that losing her was nothing more than a trick of his imagination, that when he came home, she would still be there, waiting for him. He took a deep breath, fighting back against the emotions that were aroused in him simply by seeing her name on that catalog cover. It was silly to feel like this. Nothing could bring her back to him. Nothing could change what had happened. His eyes lifted to stare into the dark square of the now empty mailbox. He remembered what it has been like when he had first learned that she had been killed. He had just returned from court, a pre-trial on the microlab case with old Wilson Frink and his sons. Ben was in his office, thinking of ways to persuade his opposition, a lawyer named Bates, that his latest offer of settlement would serve everyone's best interests, when the call had come in. Annie had been in an accident on the Kennedy. She was at St. Jude's in critical condition. Could he come right over? He shook his head. He could still hear the voice of the doctor telling him what had happened. The voice had sounded so calm and rational. He had known at once that Annie was dying. He had known instantly. By the time he had gotten to the hospital, she was dead. The baby was dead too. Annie had been only 3 months pregnant. Mr. Holliday? He looked about sharply, startled by the voice. George, the security guard, was looking over at him from behind the lobby desk. Everything all right, sir? He nodded and forced a quick smile. Yes, just thinking about something. He closed the mailbox door, shoved everything he had taken from it save the catalog into one coat pocket, and still gripping the wish book in both hands, moved to the ground floor elevators. He didn't care for being caught off balance like that. Maybe it was the lawyer in him.
Cold day out there, George offered, glancing out into the gray. Going to be a tough winter. Lot of snow, they say. Like it was a couple of years ago.
Looks that way.
Ben barely heard him as he glanced down again at the catalog.
Annie always enjoyed the Christmas wish book. She used to read him promos from some of its more bizarre items. She used to make up stories about the kind of people who might purchase such things. He pushed the elevator call button and the doors opened immediately.
Have a nice evening, sir, George called after him.
He rode the elevator to his penthouse suite, shucked off his top coat, and walked into the front room, still clutching the catalog. Shadows draped the furnishings and dappled the carpeting and walls, but he left the lights off and stood motionless before the bank of windows that looked out over the sunroof and the buildings of the city beyond. Lights glimmered through the evening gray. Distant and solitary, each a source of life separate and apart from the thousands of others. We are so much of the time alone, he thought. Wasn't it strange? He looked down again at the catalog. Why do you suppose they had sent it to Annie? Why were companies always sending mailers and flyers and free samples and God knew what all to people long after they were dead and buried? It was an intrusion on their privacy. It was an affront. Didn't these companies update their mailing lists? Or was it simply that they refused ever to give up on a customer? He checked his anger and instead smiled, bitter, ironic. Maybe he should phone it all into Andy Rooney. Let him write about it.